No, sorry, Wisconsin.
No, I'm talking about Southwestern now. I've
I
got.
came
I got.
back to Southwestern in 1923.
1923, okay.
Yeah.
I want to be sure I have my dates. Because, see, I like to, I make
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that was the fall of 23 that I started back.
Fall of 1923?
1923.
Okay, and you were, what was your title? Do you remember?
I don't know if I know. I'd look and see.
All right, I don't think Jim mentions it in here. And this is when Southwestern, of course, was still at Clarksville.
That's
yes,
right.
All
yes.
right.
See, we moved here. I was assistant professor of mathematics.
All righty.
And biology.
Uh-huh.
For 1923 to 1927.
All righty. Now, when did the move, was the move made from Clarksville?
The move was made in from Clarksville to Memphis. In 1925.
All right, 1925.
And the move was a right momentous thing because one of the professors and I hired some students, and we had the job of crating and packing all the movable, worthwhile things that could be used again, you see, at the college here. And the books in the library, all the books in the library had to be packed, you see.
Good heavens.
Jim may say something. I
Let
don't
me
know.
Tell you, says Dr. McQueen superintended the transfer of 13 freight car loads.
That's right.
With the work done mostly by a group of volunteer students.
That's right. Well,
another
they were
professor.
Paid, yeah. They were paid to do this.
Well, one volunteer.
Yeah.
Another professor and himself.
Yeah.
There was a temporary railroad spur just north of Palmer Hall.
That's right.
Apparently built for the construction work. And here the cars were unloaded. It was
right.
Dr. McQueen who brought a pocket full of acorns
That's right.
from Clarksville campus and planted them in an S shape
yeah.
on the front campus where they are towering oaks today.
That's just this side of the library building. That was a big,
east.
Great big S that we planted them in. And Doc Deal was right humorous. He said one of them ought to plant a peanut for him, but
all right, he goes on to say,
I won't divulge who he was.
Oh, secretary of the faculty for 20 years. He was also a gardener and a carpenter and a kind of genius in designing formats for the more elegant college publication.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was an unusual combination of brilliant scholar, reliable workhorse, and scrupulous craftsman with enough energy left over to be a favorite mentor for students. All right, I'm
yeah.
going to quote that because that's all of
yeah.
that is excellent.
Yeah.
Any mishaps that you remember that happened during the... I mean, was a freight car law started?
Well, the only thing I remember is that we had the dormitories were unfinished in a way, no screens, anything. Mosquitoes almost ate us up.
Oh, Lord.
And if you didn't be careful when you were walking around, there were no grass on the grounds, you might step into some mortar that they'd been using
mm-hmm.
for plastering the walls, you see, fresh mortar. And it was dark on the campus. And
did you live there while this was
lived there while we were unloading
uh-huh.
the stuff. You see, it took 13 carloads of stuff. Is a tremendous amount of stuff.
Now, all that you had then was Palmer Hall, is that right? Just
Palmer,
the Palmer
Hall,
Hall?
Was built, and part of the science building was under construction. And one of the...
Now this is what we now call the chemistry
that's
building.
That's right,
right,
yeah. And Calvin Hall, that was the... Let me see, no it wasn't. It was Rob Hall it was.
Rob, well
yeah,
I... Uh-huh.
Rob Hall, yeah.
Rob Hall.
That was virtually finished, but had no screens or anything, no furniture, anything like that in it. So after we unloaded all this stuff, we had also coming in for the fall. See, we opened the fall of 45.
Now, was this
25.
Accomplished in the summertime, in
this
those 3 months?
This was in the spring, part of the spring, and most of it was done, though, in the summer
uh-huh.
of 1925, just before the opening of the college that fall.
So, in other words, there was no school time lost?
No school time lost, no.
Mm.
But we were working, we were packing in Clarksville in the afternoons, you see, and lots of times at night, crating and packing, getting ready
for the move.
For the move down with those 13 freight cars.
But you did open in the fall of 1925.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous.
Now, let me see, I don't remember the opening date of the fall. We may have opened a little late.
Well, that's
it's
fabulous that you opened it all
yeah,
that year.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, let's, I don't suppose you could give me a guess as to the number of faculty that maybe were involved that Southwestern had that first year.
That first year, I suppose it was about the same as...
As in that picture?
Maybe in that picture, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Approximately the same there. I don't even...
You know the faculty from the students,
I don't even
so.
Remember. Pretty small, I think.
Well, would you say 10 or...?
No more than that, uh-huh. I think, yes. I'd say 15 or 20.
All righty.
As far as I can remember.
And, of course, Dr. Deal. Now, Irma Reese had not come on the scene at that time, had
no,
she?
No, Ms. Greenhill was his secretary.
Well, did Ms. Greenhill come from
she
Clarksville?
She came from Clarksville.
All righty. Okay. When did you come?
In the fall of 25. I came in as a junior. I'd been in Missouri at the school.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was thinking.
So you were his student?
Well,
not long.
She,
not long?
No, she started in the biology class. Dr. Deal wrote me in because he didn't have a biology man then, and he wrote me into teaching biology because I was interested in it and liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And I taught that for 2 years, I think, until he got somebody who's better qualified.
But when were you all married?
We were married in 1929.
Okay, tell me your maiden name.
Grace Gilfillan.
Grace.
Uh-huh.
Now spell the last name.
G I L.
Uh huh.
F I double L. A N.
Mm-hmm.
So I was known as Polly out there. Nickname.
Okay. So you were a student at
yep.
Southwestern, and that's how you two
she
met.
Was,
she
was a junior.
Sam
yeah.
Monk registered me as a junior.
Uh huh. So
that I didn't know him until the next year, really.
But you did meet at Southwestern.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He registered me the first day as a junior. He and Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam had sent me down as a trick to told me that that was my math class had been changed, and it turned out it was a biology class. And he said, "This is the book, and anybody that's not going to study, get out."
Did she walk out on you?
I waited for the hour. I knew
yeah.
I was wrong.
Well, she wasn't particularly interested in biology.
I see.
I'm waiting to get back to Professor Monk.
Uh-huh, I bet you were.
What he was doing
for me. All right.
Sam Monk and I are the only two living professors who came down from Clarksville
mm-hmm.
to...
I remember
Monk.
When Jameson told me about Sam Monk when
yeah.
I worked for him, and he spoke so highly
yeah.
of him. Okay, let's see now. I'm getting sort of I'm skipping around now because I'm going to type this up and present it, you know, just on
yeah.
the little board. And
now, you want a few more things here now?
Let's see.
The I was a visiting professor of mathematics at the University of the South in the summer of 1944.
All right, just a minute now. Visiting professor of mathematics at Swanee.
University of the South,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And when was this,
summer 1944. That was the time that we had the V-12. That was V-12, wasn't it?
Yeah, Navy.
Navy V-12 program there.
Mm-hmm.
And there were several of us from different institutions that came and taught because the original professors there that had been teaching teaching continuously, I think, for, I think maybe 15 months, and they were tired, so they were giving them a rest and getting some new ones to go.
Right.
Now, they, I taught in the National Science Foundation Summer Institute for High School Teachers.
Wait a minute now, this is National Science Foundation. I want to get titles right.
Yeah.
National Science Foundation Institute.
Summer Institute for High School Teachers.
All righty.
At
when
Memphis
was that?
Memphis State in the summer of 1960 and 62. And I taught in the same National Science Foundation Summer Institute for High School Teachers at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville for 10 summers.
Good heavens, starting
1961, 61, 63, and 64 on up through 71.
Dr. McQueen, you never took a summer off, did you?
No, no.
Good heavens.
Now, after I retired in 1966, we went to Hamden Sydney College.
Let's see now, let me see. You retired from Southwestern.
In 66.
Of course, you were, wait a minute. I've left that when you got your PhD.
In 1933, from the University of Chicago.
Oh, all right, let me write this down then. I'm going to get my chronological dates right. 1933,
yeah.
University of Chicago.
Yeah.
Well, did you go up there and spend some time?
I took a leave of absence in 1926 from Southwestern. A leave of absence for a year. And the rest of the time, I did the work for my degree in the summers.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a continuous 15 months there, you see, a year and a semester.
Right. So in 1933 is when you got your PhD.
1933, that's right.
From the University of Chicago. All right, I wanted to get back. All right, now, in 1966, you retired from Southwestern.
Yeah.
As, of course, you were professor of math.
That's right.
And then you taught at Hampton Sydney.
It was 66 and 67, yeah.
Now that's Hampton Sydney, is located in Virginia, I believe,
yeah,
isn't
Hamlin,
it?
Hamlin, Sydney, Virginia.
Hamlin City.
Hamden, H-A-M-P-D-E-N.
Oh.
Dash Sydney.
Yes, all right.
It's fixed up with the Hamptons. No.
Yes.
All right.
It's a private
town. So it's the name of the college is the name of the town.
Yeah. And the former Dr. Reevely, you heard of him?
Yes.
He was the president
then
of Hammond Sydney, and he had been at Southwestern, you see, as, what was he, dean?
Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Bible, wasn't it?
He was professor of Bible here, yeah.
So in 66, 67, after you retired, you went to Virginia and taught at Hammond Sydney.
Visiting professor.
All righty. Visiting professor.
Then, we had a semester at teaching at Drury College in Springfield, Missouri. But I got sick and had to quit the second semester.
You remember what year that was?
That was in 60.
Well, you said 66 to 67, you were at Hampton Sydney.
Yeah.
And then you were Southwestern.
66. Then I came back after being, let me see now.
You went to Hampton Sydney after you retired.
That's right. Now, wait a minute. I came back to Southwestern.
For 67.
And spent two more years teaching at Southwestern after I went to Hampton Sydney.
Now, that's when I first knew you, because you see, I went to Southwestern in 66.
Yeah.
And I remembered when you came back and taught those 2 years.
2 years. And after that, after those 2 years, I went to Drury College in
Springfield,
Springfield and taught for a semester.
Mm-hmm.
And that ended the college teaching, yeah,
mm-hmm.
except for the summer institutes.
Now, well, Linda, before I forget this, you all, I'm gonna put it back up in here after I tell your name, your children. You have children.
Yeah.
All right, now I know Lee.
Well,
and who
you
else?
Want, you want Robert. Something about them now?
No, I just want their names.
Well, Lee Windsor.
Now, of course, he went to Southwestern, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Both of them went to Southwestern.
Okay, and you have a daughter?
And both of that, no, that both of their wives went to Southwestern.
Yeah, I knew his wife did. Mm-hmm. What is your name of your other son, then?
Robert. Robert Moffat McQueen.
Now, I know Lee is at MUS, but now where is Robert?
Robert is in Boulder, Colorado, and he's the director of the High Altitude Observatory there. Yeah. In Boulder.
And they both went the math route, I guess, huh?
No, yes. Lee went the history route.
Uh-huh.
And Robert went the physics route. He was a physics major.
From Johns Hopkins.
John.
I think they did you well.
You did.
Robert got his PhD from Johns Hopkins.
Uh-huh.
And Lee got a master's from Memphis State.
Now, I speak to Lee quite often over at MUS.
School administration, I think.
My being at PDS. You
know.
Yeah.
All right, have we left anything out?
Well, the only thing I can see is that there was some dates here that might be interesting. I was alumni secretary and editor of this alumni magazine, of which you had a copy.
Right.
From 1928 to 1934.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And secretary of the faculty from 1945 to 1965.
Mm-hmm.
And I was secretary of the Committee on Administration. I don't remember how long I was that, but had a whole bunch of minutes to write up.
Anybody would hate that.
Yeah. And I was chairman of the Committee on Research and Creative Activity. That was the...
I know what that is.
From 1949 to 1966.
All right.
And
archives, is that in there?
You
have dates on that?
Mm-hmm.
The archives, when you did that.
Yeah, but I don't believe I've mentioned that because I don't remember the dates. But I had a lot to try to collect stuff, and I forgot. I turned that over when I left.
Well, see, that's what Ann Bolton and Albert Johnson and Goodbye Morgan
they
are doing now.
Stuff.
They're the ones.
We had a world of stuff when we inaugurated the presidents, you see.
Yeah.
The colleges would send us all sorts of greetings and things.
I would bring it to you if I'm surrounded. This is something they found in the archives that he hadn't even known. I'm on Xerox.
No, I hadn't even seen that.
That's when he graduated from Clarksville.
What do you know?
Isn't that amazing?
It sure is.
And then Albert Johnson found that for me. Well, Dr. McQueen, you've been very gracious.
Well,
I appreciate
that.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that marvelous? And he's given me two so I can display both, one of each side.
Mm-hmm.
Look at here. You missed some of these pictures. I want you to see some of these. I know pictures are always fun.
Oh, I think so, too.
Now, Dr. McQueen, I'm going to take this. This is that Army picture.
They were on McQueen and DeWicke,
yeah,
my head man.
Rhodes. Uh-huh. I misspelled Lee. I've got to change all that. But
yeah.
That's Dr. Atkinson.
Yeah, I know Dr. Atkinson.
That was up in the old office up
Mac
in
Mac lived with the Atkinsons
until
we married.
Well, now, you know he recently passed away.
I know it, yes. Uh-huh. Amelia.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Russell and Will. No, what's the man's name?
Scott.
We mm-hmm. talked about Elizabeth the other day. Uh-huh.
Was he a math prof too, Dr.
Uh-huh.
Queen?
Yeah,
Scott.
Yeah, Leland Scott. Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's good. Well, I have this is so good because I want to show all sides of him, and I've got the I hoped at this point I did not see I had this when he retired, but I'm sure
uh-huh.
you've seen that. I've got the early pictures here, and I've got some of your publications, and I've got the old picture at Clarksville,
And I did you want some membership in organizations?
Yes. Now, you know, Phi Beta Kappas or anything like that?
Yeah, uh-huh. Let me see. I want to get this thing here.
We had to shake the dust off some of this stuff.
Sure did. I was a member of Gamma Alpha at the University of Wisconsin chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And Sigma Psi. That's a scientific.
I don't know how to make Psi. How do you pronounce
it? Xi. Big Xi.
Okay.
That's the University of Chicago chapter.
Okay.
And at Southwestern, ODK, mm-hmm. Omicron Delta Kappa, Chi Beta Phi. You know what that is, don't
no,
you?
I don't.
That's a science club organization, a national fraternity, but it was at Southwestern. And Phi Beta Kappa, Southwestern.
Mm-hmm. And this Chi Beta Phi, spell that for me, Dr.
C H I.
All right.
B E T A.
I got it.
T H I.
Got it. Okay.
And Phi Beta Kappa.
Yeah, I know that. Okay.
Yeah.
And Gamma Alpha, I got that.
Yeah.
And ODKs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was a member of SAE, Social Fraternity.
Okay.
Chapter in Southwestern in 1914 when that was when I entered the college, you see. I was initiated.
Right.
But I can't think of anything much else.
I think it's doing very well.
Interest.
Very well. Okay. Let me think of anything else. I hope to get this put together.
Mm-hmm.
And put up in Halliburton Tower on Sunday afternoon of this week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been assembling a while.
Yeah.
And expertise.
Not really. I'm learning.
Like work to me.
It's a labor of love, Mrs. Green. Listen, I love Southwestern, and I felt very strongly, especially with all the things that are happening at Southwestern now, that these students and the young faculty members should know the heritage that we have at Southwestern, very definitely. And how are they going to know unless somebody tells them that it's been there, like Dr. McQueen?
Yeah.
So I started with Dr. Tuthill. I happened to find him in Memphis. He lives in Knoxville now.
Mm-hmm.
And we, of course, did all the symphony things that he
mm-hmm.
did, you know. And, well, of course, he accomplished a great deal in the music world. We all know that.
Now,
and
Tuthill got quite a number of old grants in the
research
branch, you know. He would go off to this place in Michigan.
Interlocking.
Mm-hmm. And work during the summer and bring back a sheaf of stuff that he'd written, you see.
Oh, he's written. I have an original composition he wrote and dedicated to Dr. Deal. We also have a record up there. And the picture of the first symphony and a lady named Mrs. Houston. I can't think of her first name. I tell you, the lady is short. She didn't come to my waist. Allowed me to use her. She's got a bound volume of all the programs. And the first program at the Goodwin Institute I have on exhibit there
mm-hmm.
when Dr. Tuthill directed it. And when Frances Greer used to sing in Memphis,
we have
a picture of her.
That exhibit's still up?
It's up right now.
Well, we better get over
but it's
that.
Going to come down Sunday. Because Sarah Taylor is going to exhibit things on Larry Kinney.
Mm-hmm.
And see, we use two for one side, one man, and two for another man.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we hope soon to do Professor Amaker, but you know Professor Amaker has been very ill and had an operation again.
Is he better now?
I talked to him Thanksgiving Day, and he was to go home. See, of course, you know he lives alone. So,
at the infirmary. He came from the hospital to the infirmary.
Is that right?
That Rhodes
uh-huh.
said that
so
Dr. Rhodes said he was over in the
that's
college infirmary.
Well, the last time I talked with him, he was not sure that was going to happen. He thought maybe he'd have to go back to the apartment. But if he's in the infirmary, they can bring his meals to him.
That's what's one of the things to do.
Well, now, Hahn has been sick too, hasn't he?
Well, I don't know about Dr. Hahn.
Yes,
Well, that Dr. Rhodes said that he was in the hospital.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I'm sorry about that. Well, this is, let me see. Let me write down and see if I wrote down any questions that I have not answered. I mean, have not got you to answer. No, you've covered them. I want to know if you were editor of Alumni Magazine, and you were. And
we're at the other end of the telephone.
All right, I thank you.
Yeah.
The previous was an interview with Dr. Marion Lee McQueen by Martha Roper, November 27th, 1979. This was done in his home at 6902 Amberley Road in Memphis. This was done in anticipation of an exhibit to be displayed in the first floor of Halliburton Tower at Southwestern in Memphis. The exhibit was up for the month of December 1979.